Burt Show.
All right, so something special is happening outside right now. We are here at the Hilton Atlanta Airport Hotel doing our big send-off party in the ballroom. And so, yeah, we're all in here and we're having a good time. But outside...
They out of bacon.
No, they're out of bacon.
That wouldn't be special.
Not in the lobby. Outside. The Hapeville Fire Department is here.
Look it up.
Because, you know, our triplets, Maggie, Max, and Miller, they're all Burt's Big Adventure kids. Max's dream has always been to drive a fire truck. And so he and his siblings are out there and he's hanging out with the Hapeville Fire Department right now.
That is cool.
That's fulfilling awesome. A wish. Hey. A magical moment happening with the fire department.
Super cool. Yeah. Very cool. Now all the adults are going to go out there.
Yes.
Fire trucks are just one of those things. I don't think it matters if you're young or you're old. I get excited when I see fire trucks still.
It's always a cool thing.
Right. So, I saw one just the other day coming home. I was actually late picking Jimmy up from school because I forgot what day it was. Anyway, and we're on our way home and there was a fire truck and he's like, Mom, a fire truck. And I'm like, I know. They save lives.
Awesome. All right, let me give you a little secret here. You know why Burt's Big Adventure runs as well as it does? Because there are no dudes in the office. it's an all-women staff.
Makes sense.
It is a lady fest.
It's an all-lady fest here. And we added two new staff members this year. Caitlin, our social media coordinator, and Kaylee, our program director. And this is going to be the very first Burt's Big Adventure they are going on. Hey, guys.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are we?
100. 1,000 million.
Okay, and on a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are we?
1 billion.
You know, in a lot of these events, what you see is the final product. You know, you guys hear us here at the send-off. You'll see the pictures online. But there is so much work that these women do 24/7 behind the scenes with our Burt's Big Adventure families. And we thought it'd be really cool to get your perspective leading up to the trip. And then have you exhausted on Monday when we talk to you again and see what your perspective is on Monday. So going into it, how you guys feeling about things?
I'm feeling really good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm so glad you didn't say, no, this is going to be terrible.
Yeah. Worst.
So I was talking to Caitlin and Kaylee at our Burt's Big Adventure conference. So we all get together about a month before the trip because we really want to get to learn the family so we can super serve them. So we understand exactly what they're dealing with and what the kids are dealing with. And so we can just make sure this trip is as special as possible. And I could see the fear in their eyes. Like, and it's not like a bad fear. And I remember that from my first year. You just want to make sure these families have the best time. So you end up putting like a tremendous amount of pressure on yourself to be there for them and to make sure this is the most magical trip. And so my tip for you is, we're going to Disney.
Yeah.
So the pressure is kind of off for you guys. I mean, I know, and that's what's so special is with seeing your faces, because everybody here cares so much and they want to make sure that this is such a VIP special trip. So I already know just from the sheer fact of how much you guys care that you're going to have the most amazing time and you're going to make sure these families have an amazing time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we've seen these kids on paper for so long, and now seeing all their faces, I just can't wait to see them light up in Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, all the fun things. It's just going to be so rewarding. I really can't wait.
Yeah, for me, it's like, it sort of is common sense. Like, this trip is about the kids and it's about the family. So it takes my nerves away when I know it's one of those very few times in my life where I allow myself to just live in the moment.
That's
because that really is what we're asking the families to do. And our families, I mean, this is impossible for them. Have you seen the faces of a mom when you say, a Burt's Big Adventure mom, when we say, hey, don't sweat it, we're going to take care of everything, give up control? They don't even know what that looks like, right? So it kind of forces us to live in the moment with their kids. So just enjoy it all and live in the moment with them.
I would say to follow up with what was already said, trust your instinct, right? And trust your intentions. Because I think sometimes you do get in your head with just having these expectations for yourself because you want everything to go perfectly. But if you embrace the moment, be yourself, it kind of all will play out the way you imagine, even better than you've ever imagined. And I think it took me a few trips to really embrace the moment and embrace the trip. And once you do that, it becomes even more magical.
Also, fake it till you make it. Do you know how many times I've taken a wrong turn at Disney? But guess what? None of them have ever been there.
Right.
They don't know if we're taking the long way or the short way.
I have no idea.
No clue, right? So just, you know, just like, oh, no, yeah. This is the shortcut to get to the, you know, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Now, by day three, they're going to be on to you.
Yeah.
You can get away with it for 2 days, right?
What about you, Abby?
Now, all of this advice is really sweet and sentimental, but last year was my first year, so I feel like I'm the most qualified to give you guys the real tea on what you need to have to prepare.
Bring it.
And everybody told me that it was going to be a fun and exciting and amazing trip, but they were also like, you're going to be exhausted. And I'm like, do you see what I do every day for a living? Like, I wake up at 5 a.m. every day. Like, this is nothing new. You are going to be running rampant for the next 5 days. My advice to you is, I know sometimes it can be very tempting to stay up and look at photos and chat with everyone. Go to bed. Go to bed. Put the phone away. Go to sleep. Because in order for you to be your best Disney self, you have to be the most rested version of yourself. So get under the covers and go to bed.
It's really good advice. Great. And also, I would say this, not to take a totally serious turn, but emotionally, you'll be exhausted next week. Traditionally, the Tuesday Burt Show that we come back is the worst of the year.
Oh,
absolutely.
Because we're so tired, and it just, you have such a different perspective on this trip that when we come back and we do like a War of the Roses, or we're talking about infidelity or something like that, all of us are just like looking at each other like, this doesn't matter. So give yourself some space when you get back also, just to chill out. I would also check in with your therapist.
Yeah. On speed dial, yeah. All right, we're not really selling this trip anymore.
We started off good.
It's exhausting in a great way, though, because you really are. I mean, this is what it feels like to 100% give yourself for 5 days. And it's exhausting, but it's exhausting in the greatest way. And you're creating memories for these families and time with the families where they just haven't had it in years and years and years. So when you keep your mind and your focus on that prize, it makes everything a lot easier.
Yeah. And stay hydrated.
And stay hydrated.
and sleep. And then sleep some more.
Any thoughts going into it?
I'm thinking just trust my Disney Experience app and hope that we have the best time ever.
I'm just relying on having only the best time, having fun, keeping a smile on my face, and honestly just looking at the kids' faces when they see the castle for the first time. I might cry. We don't know.
Yeah, well, you'll cry. Oh, you're going to cry. That's another piece of advice.
The highlights are always seeing the castle, and then when they get to meet Mickey Mouse for the first time.
Just seeing him here was enough.
The Burt Show.